Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you? This is Chase.
Hi, Chase. This is Becky.
Oh, Becky, perfect. Becky, right?
Correct.
Perfect.
Yes.
How's it going today? How's the day going so far?
Good.
All right. Are you the one who's basically videos on the website, the YouTube one?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. Did you get a chance to look it up?
Perfect. Exactly. I was looking at it. All right.
Yep, that's
So,
me.
you do online courses, virtual learning, in-office
Great.
courses, seminars, and everything. I think it's all in one for dental practice careers who are looking to basically start their careers in dental cities, right?
Right. And it's just that my web host is retiring in 2 months. So the priority, he already redesigned it, and I'm also kind of having a panic attack because I know that when we change hosts like that, we drop in business while Google's trying to search for the new.
Right,
I mean,
right.
I own the domains and all of that. He already paid for the domains for the next 10 years. Transfer is going to be super, super easy. I just need a monthly service, and then a way that I can, change a few things, and also that we can do new videos and give them to you guys and have them posted on the website, things like that. Redesign happened about 2 years ago, and it took so long that the only thing that is not working right now is on the homepage. There's a something's been covered up, and it's askbecky.com. And what it was going to be was a Q&A type thing, where people could email me and ask me any question, and I would answer it. So that's the only thing that's kind of not working right now, and I own the domain and everything.
All right, so thank you for the overview. Now, I'm pretty sure
Sure.
you're not interested in getting the revamp done. The first priority would be to do the transition from one host to another so that the customers, the
Yes.
people who already engage with this particular business, they could keep on coming on the same particular website without facing any issues, right?
Exactly. And so that we still show up
Right.
where we are, which is really good. We're I think either first or third on the free ads,
Okay.
that type thing. I think we're in real we've been in good position for a long time. But I also know that there are copycat businesses out there right now.
Right.
So I've been doing this since 2009,
Yeah, maybe that's why
and
Google is giving you the favor to be on the top because I think it's been a lot of time.
yeah. And I don't want to, lose that or
Yeah,
anything like
of course,
that. And
of course.
I hear that when you do change hosts and stuff like that you do lose that status. And so that's why I'm having a little bit of a panic attack on this.
See, the thing is that the only thing what happened is like whenever the people lose the reputation during to the host, that is if the other host is basically not sharing the complete information with the new host itself. However, because we are not the one who built the website, so we don't know exactly what software, what firmware, what upgrades have been done to this particular website, as it's been 2 years that the new revamp is being here right now. Because I'm not in the back end right now on the website, I'm just seeing the front end. So
Yeah,
considering that effect,
okay.
how the transition will simply gonna work, we will be taking the domain credentials from you. The one that is dentalpracticecareers.com, and then we will be giving you the hosting services from our particular sites. And I will be telling you and showing you two of the server departments that we work in. We have one of the servers that is the shared one. We have second one that is the dedicated one. However, how much were you paying for your current host right now?
I think it was 190 a month or something like that.
Okay.
I used to have another website host called ProSites. They were for dentistry, and they did I think they were like 425 a month. And we changed because the people there didn't help me. They didn't give me the stats monthly or anything like that. And I wanted to see the stats and see where people were entering and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't giving me what they promised, you know, like showing me, I'm preaching to the choir with you as far as stats and things like that. You know that.
All right, great.
But, yeah, you can look up ProSites. It's a dental.
How do you spell that?
P-R-O-S-I-T-E-S. They did a website for me, but, yeah, I think I'm paying $190. It dropped from $425 was what I was paying a month for ProSites, and then I went to $490 with this one individual who's retiring.
So $490 is the number every month, right?
$190.
$190 is the number. Okay.
Yeah,
now I'm believing, according to the price that you're paying, that's a shared server, which means your website.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that is, because considering the fact of the price. But were you happy with the speed of the website and everything about it? I'm just asking so that if that's the case, we can still keep you on the shared one just to save the cost. But I will be sharing you two of the plans. And we don't charge, like, monthly. We have, like, yearly plans with no contracts, nothing like that. And they will simply going to cost you lesser than the amount which you're paying right now. Because month to month, if you go with the service, that is something which costs you more. And if you go with the yearly plan, that basically costs you less. Because if you multiply 190 into 12, then that's approximately $2,300 that you're paying every year to host your particular website.
Well, let me ask you this. I cost right now, let's not talk about that. I want to ask you if you can do it. And what does the shared thing that you just said mean versus whatever else you said? Because we've been looking for people on Craigslist. We've been looking for people. We don't know much about this. We were just told that our guy. So what the heck is this? Okay, thanks.
All right, so there are basically two types of server, Becky. One is the shared one, and the second one is the dedicated one. So in the shared one, your website will be hosted, will be published and live with 50 other websites at the same particular time, which means if anything happens to any of the websites, any of the 50 websites, then the server might get down, you might face low speed, low internet speeds, or maybe sometimes the people who are visiting up, they might see a 404 error. I don't know if you have faced that in the past or not. And if you go
Yes, I have.
You have. So that was the shared one. So if you go with the dedicated server, then only your website will be live at one single server, which will give you maximum capacity of utilization for your users, more speed, more security threats would be taken off. And the best part is that in the future, if you're bringing up any more websites live, or you would like to create some more websites, you don't have to buy any other server if you have the same dedicated server. Why? Because the dedicated server will give you the opportunity to host up to three websites at the same time in the same cost.
Okay. I really don't understand what you're saying. I do believe we've had the 404 error. I would have to call my current guy and find out if it's a shared or if it's dedicated. I would have hoped that it was dedicated, but I guess from what you're saying, it's not.
To be honest, like the 404 error is something which cannot decide that if the server was shared or dedicated. It also depends on many other things as well, like the speed, how much data storage you have, because your website have a lot of content, and the way it works and reacts right now on each thing, I think it's working good, considering the fact that I'm.
It looks great. We don't want to do any changes or anything like that at this point, because my question then is, if we find out, I'll find out if it's a dedicated or if it's a
That really,
share.
That really, yeah, that will really doesn't make any difference, to be honest, because they're already shutting down.
Okay.
So right now, it's you who have to decide either for the new host you would like to go with the shared one or with the dedicated one. I can give you both the prices, and then you can select on that particular basis. Because the previous hosting company is already shutting down, so asking them that if it was shared or not, then that's already too late.
I want to ask for comparison because I want to find out what that means.
Of course.
And what I have, because what I have is fine. So if it's shared, then that's where I would go with it. So I think you're misunderstanding my question, because I'm not questioning you. What I'm doing is questioning my existing website.
Yeah,
exactly, because it's been fine. Give me the prices.
Sure. So according to the price, as I said, it's an yearly plan. We have three plans right now. We have 1 year, we have 3 years, and we have 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So if you go with the 1 year, then we're simply going to go ahead and get you the services for $1,700, which is for 1 year.
Okay.
And if you compare it with your existing plan, that is almost saving you $500 or $550, somewhere around that. If you go with the 3 years, then the price for the 3 years will be $3,500. That will save you.
Okay.
Yeah, that will surely going to save you a lot in terms of going for that particular part, because considering the fact if 1,800 multiplied by 36, then that was 5,400, but you're still getting a discount on that particular package as well, and that is $3,500 for 3 years. And if you go for 5 years, then the total plan will only going to cost you $5,000, and that's for straight 5 years, which means $1,000 a year.
Yeah, $1,000 a year. That's not bad. Okay, so with that, where are you located?
San Jose, California.
San Jose. Okay, that's not bad.
And as far as your other question was concerned, that you would be giving us changes, you need the maintenance plan with it. So if you go with the 1 year of server plan that I've already shared it with you, then in the 1 year, we do give you 90 days free of cost for the maintenance.
Okay.
However, you will have the back-end support as well with the server for technical assistance and everything about it. But as far as website changes are concerned, adding up data, content, things are concerned, then you're getting 90 days free with it. If you go with 3 years, we'll give you 6 months of free service for the web maintenance. And if you go with 5 years, we'll give you 2 years of free web maintenance services, in which anything that you would like to change, add, delete, want us to do anything on the website, you will be secured with us for the next 24 months.
Okay, that sounds pretty cool. And it's not a problem, you guys. Grab the old website. Everything is, amiable, whatever you want to say. It's all fine. My web host will give you all of my websites, all of my domain names and everything. Yeah, all of it, passwords, anything you need.
If you go in and if you get this thing doing and you're getting it done, then what do you think, according to, what will be the suitable time for you to make this transition? Because it could be any time. I'm just asking, like, what is the ratio, what is the flow of the people coming up on your website? Are they coming up in the morning, afternoon, or do you think like midnight would be fine to do the transition so that we can move over the complete site onto this particular new host?
Yeah, it's it's kind of hard to say. I'm on the West Coast just like you, but it's kind of hard to say because I have a lot of East Coast clients. So that, you know, 3 hours different. So, like, if you did something starting at midnight, I think that would be a good time to do it. It's midnight to do the changeover so that things during the, you know, so that the start of the day is fine.
All right, just to let you
Morning,
know,
I'd say.
yeah, just to let you know one more thing as well, Becky, so that we're on the same page. The transition will totally depend on what exactly the speed that we are getting for that particular server so that we can upload the files onto that pretty much part. So that's what we are getting right now. And then on top of
okay.
it,
so I have no idea how to answer that.
I'm explaining you that part.
Okay.
So the prices
okay.
that I gave you right now was the prices for shared server. So in the shared server,
okay.
the website that you already have right now, on the current host, it will have a storage system. Maybe 300 gigabytes of data has been there on the website, because I see there's a lot of things going on your website. So depending on
yes.
the data, we will evaluate the time once the process starts, and we will let you know that this is the time usually it will take. If you ask me a roughly idea, I think within like 8 to 12 hours, I think the complete website will be transit from one host to another.
Okay.
And during that time period, if you want, we can put a message so that if the people are coming up and trying to basically search anything on your website, which is dentalpracticecareers.com, they will see a message during this transition that the website is under maintenance, and you can put any message if you like to do. We can put your number or details over there so that if they would like to directly contact you, they can do that. So by that way, you will still not lose business.
Okay. What about the Google, the listing or
right.
whatever? Will,
sure.
will I
so,
lose any of that?
For that particular part, we just need to make sure that the other host provides us every single thing, because we are just taking one thing. Let's just say, like, we're just adding up the photos from one phone to another. That's what we're exactly doing. So whatever they're simply going to provide us, we're simply going to do that, because we are not touching your Google. We are not touching your rankings, nothing like that. It will just simply going to be a transition for one host to another, and that's pretty much it.
Okay, yeah, that sounds good. Now, on the maintenance, the 90 days, I found that when the website was transferred before, that I found that the formatting and stuff was off, and so the updates and the maintenance included stuff that came from the transfer. Do you guys go over everything with me before the transfer, like have it all set up, and do you go over it with me and show me the formatting and make sure that everything is exactly the same way, or what do you do? You know, is that included in the 90-day free edit and redesign or what? Because
I
found that happened quite a bit.
Right. So see, as far as the 90 days or 6 months or whatever plan you choose is concerned, we will surely going to go ahead and saying the fact that we will not redesign the website in the 90 days.
Right.
But of course, if you have any
okay.
changes, any minor functionalities not being working out, which is costing us free, which we have not to base, because I think that your website has been built up on WordPress. So if WordPress is basically not costing us any plugin, nothing like that, then that change will be there. And we can come up on a Zoom call as well. We can do video sessions and we can share the screen and we can let you know that how you can manage or add any things onto the website by yourself as well.
The guy said we're not. It wasn't WordPress, because I reached out to some other people, and other people on Craigslist said that they wouldn't work with us unless it was WordPress. And I don't think we are. Yeah, can you double check? I don't think it is.
Because I was using my tool and I was just checking it. Just give me a minute.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. All right, so your domain is registered till 2030.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Okay. And I think that the
yep.
first time that you've got the domain was 2009. The month
mm-hmm.
was 4th and 20th, the date.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I have a couple new domains. I think the AskBecky.com is the newest one.
Yeah, I'm just checking up
10.
The yeah, I'm just checking up the
okay.
one that we're simply gonna work on
okay.
that one. So just give me
okay.
a minute.
Okay. Thanks for taking the time to help me figure this out, because I really don't know anything about this stuff.
Because you're so busy in making the people understand about your business, which is dental, and I think it's the hard
yeah.
part.
Yeah.
All right.
And we found the existing guy at the local, at the school, at the community college. It was a web
mm-hmm.
design class, and he was a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
And so he told us, do that. And we don't know anybody at the local school right now because we have moved
mm-hmm.
to Portland. And so we don't know who's who and what's what.
Right. Actually, right now your domain is basically not showing me the information of the platform. Maybe it's been restricted by the host of yourself. So I think once they
Probably.
Give us the credentials, yeah, I think once they give us the credentials and everything about it, we can surely find out like what platform you're using.
Okay. Okay. All right. Can you do me a favor? And whatever you have in writing as far as what we just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the owner, president, founder, but I'm not the person that writes the checks.
Mm-hmm.
I just do give the advice to my bookkeeper and accountant. So would you be willing to put that into an email?
I'm sure. That'd be fine.
Okay, and then the one thing that I would change or do anything with is, number one, uncovering the AskBecky.com and trying to figure out how to use it, because the website guy that I've been working with, I guess he never taught me how to use it and what to figure out or anything like that. And I know it's probably pretty easy. It's just he never took the time, and he
mm-hmm.
was never available for, to answer questions or anything like that. So that would be the one thing. And then if you look at the form at the bottom of the first page
mm-hmm.
where they can contact me, I wouldn't mind having that form on every single page.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it's just a thought. It would be, I know the one company that I used to use, they say we don't give advice. And so it's kind of like, I don't know if you guys give advice or what, but I would put my, okay. I would put my, I would put it in your hands, like whatever advice you would give me, if you think that the contact us should be on every page, or if it should just be on the pages where it's at. If you,
we can also, we can also do that as well. Like when somebody opens up the website, the first thing that they're all simply going to see, that's the contact us page. So by which
mm-hmm.
they can fill out the information and then start using the website, we can do that as well. And, of course, as far as putting down all the information, the form part, on every single page, we can also do that too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. But, yeah, go ahead and if you could. Okay, so I'm Becky. Last name is Gerber, like the baby food. And our personal website is email bgerber6112@att.net. I'm just so excited. I really apologize that I got a call back and that I got somebody that's kind of helping me out. So, but yeah, go ahead and read it back, I guess.
All right, so it's bgerber6112@att.net.
Correct. Yeah, thank you.
All right. So I'll go ahead and I'll basically send you the details of the hosting and the maintenance and what we have discussed so far. And then I think that you're probably going to be responding me back with an email or. Okay.
It will be not me, but it will be Bill, my business partner,
Okay.
and he'll read it, and that's why I said send it to the that email. But he'll look it over, and in the meantime, I'll check with my current guy and see if it's a shared server or dedicated server, and then I'll ask about the. I already did ask about the WordPress, and he didn't answer it directly. He just said people use WordPress. That I guess WordPress is free and it's not that great or something like that. That was kind of his answer. So I'll try to find out if he uses it or not.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So, what's your cell phone so that I can send you a text from my cell phone so by that way you could always read because this is the company phone line and we have almost like 7, 8 people. So I think if you have my
Okay.
direct line, that'd be better.
Okay. This is put that also on the body of the email, your direct line. And my cell phone is the one that you just called, the 760-518-2608.
All right, I'm just sending you
And
a
it
text from my site, so
okay.
you could
Okay.
save it.
Thank you. Okay.
Perfect.
And
So,
the
yeah.
877 number, the 800 toll-free number, that's an overlay on my cell
On your
phone.
website.
So if you call that number, you get me as well.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So I think getting you
Okay.
is easy.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then you're San Jose, so cool. San Jose people are moving up to Portland. Intel has moved up here, and some other places have moved
Right.
up here. So I'll see you soon.
For sure, Becky.
Okay.
All right, so
Thank
I'll
you,
go ahead and
Jake.
I'll create
I'll
an
wait.
email. Yeah, and then I'll
Okay.
shoot it out to you, okay? Thank you. Thank you for your time today.
Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.